Tierra's got the sauce.
Well,
she might be bringing the smoke.
No, it's nothing like gossip. Okay. Well, I think it's just a thought.
Real quick. The boys are back in town, right? Dre! Yes, our first guest.
So if people can't tell, they just did a handshake, a little dappity dap dap.
And, but now that the boys are back in town, what do you want to talk to us about?
It doesn't have to be a long convo, but I was I was on the phone with my sister just a few minutes ago, and she was telling me that she went out with her friends the other day, and her best friend is Puerto Rican.
Your twin?
Yeah, my twin sister. Her best friend is Puerto Rican.
Okay.
But she looks like a white lady. They were like singing a song or whatever.
White Puerto Rican.
Singing a song, and she said the N-word. The Puerto Rican girl did.
Oh!
So...
Is that okay?
Tiffany's
that
other okay? friends...
She's still
I gotta tell the story. So, Tiffany's other friends were like, oh my gosh, you can't say that word. Right, Tiffany? And Tiffany was like, well, she's Puerto Rican. She has black in her, so it's okay. And so
Okay, I want you to continue the story, but Dre, is that okay?
Let me.
I mean, that's like a solid argument. Like, if you're, like, if you're breaking it down, like,
let me finish, because then after I finish, we'll be able to get into the discussion.
Okay.
So, me and my sister, we were like, you know, I was like, yeah, my homegirl that I worked with, she's Mexican. She dropped the N-bomb a couple of times. It didn't really bother me. And then I was like, okay, Dre, don't laugh.
No, I'm not laughing at you. Just saying, like, that just came so laughing. Like, you know, one of those days. Like,
I was like, and you know what? It doesn't even really bother me when white people say it, if they're like singing a song or whatever. And Tiffany goes, it actually only bothers me when white girls say it. And I'm like, you know what? Same here. I don't mind if a white guy says the N-word. But if a white girl says it, I'm just like, that's racist.
You like child.
Wait.
Child.
Yeah. First off.
She said,
okay. Why is it a white girl?
I don't know.
Just but the white Puerto Rican.
Because you know why? Sometimes white girls.
I'm white Mexican, and you guys can't let me say it.
I've never been a white girl. I mean, I've dated a few in the past. Uh-huh. Damn, I didn't know that like it was going down in the locker room.
Yeah,
down in the locker room.
Dude, they get the hoop earrings.
Once they get the hoop earrings and
the slick back hair, they're just like, I'm just black.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing because, you know, we talked a few podcast episodes back about how it bothers me when I see... Sorry, Dre. I don't know if your future wife is going to be white, but when I see a white girl
She's so reverse racist.
But if my daughter, who is white, if she dates a black man, it's not going to bother me.
Tira, you know I'm trying to go Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
black Jew, white Jew?
I mean, no, the Jew for...
Asian Jew?
The Jew for this hue right here, you know what I mean?
She's super racist about that.
But my future Jewish wife, not only will she be, like, dope in general, I bet she gets us up on, like, some of the shit that makes Jewish people shine.
Yeah.
Right? Like, think about it, like, they are very structured people.
They are.
So I was thinking to myself, I was like, yo, like, not only is this lady probably be pretty dope, like, mm-hmm. like, that's the only reason I'd even try to come holler. But I'd be like, yo, we could just, like escape to Israel if we needed to. I'm from
she got the Filipino,
like,
though.
You know, I'm like, yo, we like...
Dre, I have connections to Israel.
Really?
My sister lives in Israel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's that crazy black Israelite.
My sister might be listening to this.
Oh, sorry. You're not crazy. You were the original blacks, Jews, whatever. Whatever the...
Anyway. So, if you ever need, I'll ask her if she knows any single...
There's probably some cool ones. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wait, but like this has to be one that, like, you know, like, it's cool with your boy having a nice sneaker collection, because, like, you know, I'm
Don't get that prissy, to my future Jewish wife,
like, look, I'll be pretty solid with the cash, but, like, your boy's gonna buy a pair of Forces.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm probably gonna, like, get a pair of Air Forces.
This past 2 months.
Maybe some J's.
The amount of shoes I came home with.
Yeah.
And the look on her face was amazing.
And he only came home, he only came home with one pair of shoes for me this whole time.
I only bought her one pair.
For real.
I bought myself 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'd be like,
I'm the best husband in the world.
Yeah, so that was my conversation with my sister.
I got you a skillet.
Thanks.
What?
I do use it more than I use the regular stove.
Like, now. You use it more than the shoes I've ever bought you.
No, actually, I've worn my black ones a lot. Especially last month.
But what about the pink ones?
They're in the garage.
Okay, it's just one stop. You can go get them.
I don't have the key.
Yo, you can... Whoa. You don't have the key? You have it right now. You can literally leave this podcast and go get your pink NMDs that I bought you. You've only worn 5 times.
They need to be cleaned.
Oh, I have that. So you should get them so I can clean them.
Okay. I'll do that. I'm just thinking, I'm just thinking to my future Jewish wife, right?
I was just listening to you guys.
Jewish wife, brother can't.
Okay, but no, I would just let her know, look, I know the kids need a college fund, but you know what? Collectible sneakers appreciate with time. So they maybe Junior wants to go to MIT, like, how about just like, you know, like,
I mean, he's not Asian school, so you gotta like school, make sure
community college state,
yeah, you know what I mean, like
transfer,
and he'll be looking fresh to death every day of that year, like,
and think about this, they're just not dripping. Asian. So it's gonna be harder to get into, or
no?
Oh no, that's opposite. Ah, I fucked up.
Hey, no, bro.
At least they're not Asian. It'll be easier to get in school.
I feel like Jewish people got connects at like places like that. You know, they know somebody. You know,
yeah. Right? I know.
Right, I feel like they got a little pull.
Yeah, but I was making the joke about how it's hard for Asians to get into college.
Oh, not at all. Yeah.
It's really hard.
Is it hard for Asians to get into college?
Wait, he doesn't know this?
Is that tough? I mean, just in general?
Like if a random, like in the United States.
So this is how it works.
Or right?
Do you mean like Asia as in like no, continental?
No. So
like, are Asians or they're Asians?
Our Asians.
You're our Rwandan.
You're our African.
Hey, you know what?
That was good. Just give it up.
That was really good.
Okay. Anyway, so how college, like, acceptance goes most of the time is white people have to just score average on the SATs to get in. Okay. And yeah, get accepted, right?
It sounds like
America.
In general,
very racist.
No. This is super racist what they're doing.
Wait, they have to score a what?
Average.
So this is super racist. Mm-hmm. And nobody talks about it.
Oh, snap.
It's starting to be talked about, thank God, because this isn't how this should be.
Wow.
So on average, and Mexicans aren't even really in this. This is super racist. Because they keep us out. Mm-hmm. So, white people have to score average on SATs to get into, give me 1 second, to get into college. Black people, they can score lower and get in. Asians have to score higher to get in.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back. Dre got a phone call.
like, friends like that, or like a person like somebody like that is a good person. Mm-hmm. But, man, I did want to get to, like, I'm so happy you're back in town.
The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
Friends in low places. Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah. My favorite part is all of everybody that didn't know you before you left.
all the new faces, literally.
Like, dude, there's so many, aren't they? Yeah. And I love all of them. They're like, dude, I think the community's grown so much. Mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's dope.
Like,
I love everybody. That we still have a lot of the old, but there's a lot of new, and it's cool.
It's, you know, the development of a good comedy scene. I like that.
Yeah.
And I took a year off once I knew our three kids were going to come back, everything like that. Like, I had to get life right. Because I couldn't be funny if I was not right.
Yeah, stressed out and stuff.
Yeah, so I figured...
We were planning a wedding. And
yeah, and getting married. Like, I was just like...
Just adulting.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think I've told you this, Dre. Patrice O'Neal one time took like 3 months off.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And somebody was like, where you been? Well, I didn't feel like being funny. I didn't feel like being funny. I'm here. That's it.
You're welcome.
I'm here.
And that's not enjoyable for if you don't feel like being funny.
You're just a clown, right?
Yeah, it's like you're forcing it.
Yeah, that is my... But you have to learn how to use that tool, right? Because maybe I don't feel like being funny the day I'm going to get paid.
That's true. There might be an agent in the audience that day.
Well, no, or even at a show that you're booked on.
I was thinking above and beyond.
But we're not in L.A., baby. We're in Spokane. I'm talking about like the paid shows that like maybe that day something just fucking happened in your life. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like being funny. Guess what? You have to be.
Yeah.
So it is a good practice to force yourself to do that. Wouldn't you say, Dre?
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like you can't fake your you can't lie to yourself. Like you can't fake.
Well, you have to at that point. Like
no, you're right. But I mean, I think it's like the people who don't lie to themselves, they like usually like get the best laugh cuz either you laugh or you cry, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And then like how real some shit begins.
Dude, last night, what a fucking bomb I had.
Yeah, at the club.
Yeah. That was so sad at the club. That was so sad.
Like, bro, and you were...
No. It that was on me because, okay, real quick. Comedy 101.
Mm. Ooh.
If the comic before you walks people, you have to say something.
Walks people?
Yeah, like people walk out because of them.
Oh, bro, you were, like, already up there. Like, you were already, like, by the time that happened. So, like, backstory.
But
homie was going up, but, like, some people left. It was just, like...
I made a cardinal mistake.
It was like
the middle.
It's like they middle. Were like, okay, this is not... It wasn't you. It was like, okay, it's
like,
not
they showed up
anymore.
To watch a friend, and then, like...
Yeah.
They no. specifically showed up... No, because the way they left was, like, in unison. It was, like, not, like... It wasn't
well,
like
I
she
understand
left and then they got
a group. No. Like, yeah. I'm not saying that they left with her. I'm saying if the comic was so bad
in general
before you,
not last night, right?
Yo, last night that people got up, or even in general.
Yeah, I don't think
if people walk out on the room. You have to acknowledge that, I think.
Or actually, like, if somebody's bombing so hard, I think it's a cardinal rule as the next person to roast the fuck out of that person at an open mic. It's a cardinal rule. Like, you have to.
If they...
Because that, everybody is awkward.
But that lady wasn't... Like, she wasn't someone that was, like, a part of the community. So I wouldn't suggest roasting her.
Oh. No. You know what I would have said? I would have been like, drunk. Is anybody, like, wondering where the Dalmatians were? Stupid. Oh my gosh. See, but I would have got the whole audience on my side because, like, she had a...
Is that a wig? Was she wearing a wig?
She looked have the Cruella de Vil hair.
Yeah, she was wearing...
Kevin no, like, I should have had my comedy brain on board more. But also,
you were caught off guard because you
didn't lucky.
You didn't think you were going
to
get
true. Out. Yeah, we, like, neither one of us were even supposed to go out.
Dude, exactly. Right? I will say this. This is a great segue. You had... the best set of the night, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
dude.
Especially after all those racist comics, and you came out and you did those jokes and they were tasteful. It was good.
Dude, oh, like, King Kong's one of my faves.
Yeah, but that was hilarious.
Over in the other apartment, we wrote that shit.
You know, bro, we were in the lab.
Yeah, like, that came out of that Dre James laboratory.
Mm-hmm. The lab. Get with it.
We're in the trap.
But I gotta say, though, other than you having the best set, my favorite part is how many people were surprised you were real. All the new faces, they were like, wait, he does have a black best friend?
Because people are always surprised that he knows the black people. And he's like, wait, like, my best friend's black. And they were like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
they
never believed him.
They were like, well, you know, like, Santa's real also.
Exactly.
Like, isn't it crazy how many... No. And it's not even just at the comedy. Everybody is just like, I'll be like, oh, I'll talk about my wife, and then I'll be like, yeah, and then I'll talk about you. I talk too much, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, wait, are they black? And I'm like, yeah.
You know what?
It's so crazy. Like, is it crazy that people think it's crazy?
Well, no.
That, like, the two, like, closest people other than my mom and, like, stepdad are black? To me, you guys are the two closest people other than my family.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Like, and people think that's weird.
I don't.
And they are, it's so unexpected, and I don't know. You guys go. Let me know. Take turns.
I was going to say, I don't think it's unexpected, but I do think they're like, okay, I might take this Vegas bet. Like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, okay. They're like, all
right. I'll agree. Shoot the dice but, on this but they're shooting dice on no, right?
Right. Well, you know what? You need to stop. Well, I'm not saying you need to stop, but okay, let people be surprised. Me. Don't tell people that I'm black or that Dre's black.
No, just, I don't do
no,
that.
No, I'm just saying.
You can tell them I'm Dutch.
And then when they come around, they'll be like... When we come around, they'll be like, oh, like, you should see the look on their face. Like,
no.
If I'm not there and you meet someone new and I come over.
When you come?
Oh, my gosh. And I come see you. Watch the faces when they find it and when they see me coming up to you.
Wait.
As your wife.
When you come see me, is that when I'm...
James.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, just watch the look on people's faces.
Like, it's your crazy. Face?
James. I almost said your full government name on this public podcast.
James Charles May.
Exactly. You have the most, like,
I have a good
country
name.
It's country.
Is it country? Would you say that's country,
James Charles May. Like, it sounds like a Southern boy's name.
Like you could say it with a twang.
Yeah.
You could.
James Charles May.
Okay, now say
it with James Charles
May. Now say it with a British accent.
Is that that? Roy, okay, I can do this one. Roy, okay. James Charles.
Neck. No, that's not my
Jameson
name.
Charles. Jameson.
No, I can't do this. No, now he's Sean Connery. He's doing Sean Connery. He's doing Sean Connery.
Charles May.
But it sounds like
maybe this should be the new podcast.
Oh Lord.
No, this should be the new podcast. Fuck Childish Thoughts. Like maybe just a man and Fairly Odd Couple. And just the...
Featuring Dre.
Yeah. Like, Fairly Odd Couple featuring Dre.
Dre Bibbs.
The Dre Bibbit Jose's. That's what the Jose...
They call me Dre Bibbs, a.k.a., you know, Thoughts from a Gambino.
Oh, right? Oh,
Lord. I'm just saying, like, you know, like, if you catch either one of those, it's the same person.
You know what, dude? I do want to hear some Thoughts from a Gambino.
Oh, what? I mean, I'd be so humbled. I'd be so humbled to have that.
So, Tierra?
Yes.
You got what?
So I have
you two. Got your dating advice, and we gotta get the Thoughts from the Gambinos.
Yep, that's right.
But say James Charles May with a British accent. Like, don't do Jameson. Say it with, like, don't do Cockney. Mm-hmm. Shit, just do a traditional, like, royal one.
Like a, okay, right. It's like a British accent, all right.
James. Gutter trash.
James.
Gutter British. She's doing gutter
James,
British.
James.
He's from the East Side.
Charles. James Charles May.
No, that just sounds...
Gutter. It sounds gutter.
I like the Southern.
Let's go back to
James
the...
James Charles May.
James Charles.
Okay, Tierra. Okay. Your dating advice... Charles. I don't want to call it curations. We got to find a...
We got to find... We'll find something.
Because I'm not piggybacking on shit. We got to find
talk.
Our...
Pillow talk. This is our pillow talk advice.
Oh, pillow talk advice.
There we go.
Pillow talk with the Gambino.
Yes.
Pillow talk with the Gambino.
So, listen to this.
Okay.
She says, need advice. Mm-hmm. It's nothing too bad. It's like, I just want to see what your perspective is on this.
Hey.
I've been seeing a man while he's separated. I'm also separated.
Mm-hmm.
He still lives with his wife, and I've personally spoken to her and got her approval.
Pause. Already trouble.
Well, listen.
Go on.
I'm able to date him. She's also dating someone else now. They are still best friends, but just never had a sexual romantic chemistry between them. Anyway,
is he gay?
Well, no, listen.
Wait, who did she not have the chemistry with?
The ex-wife and the ex-husband.
Got you.
Don't have chemistry.
Mm. It's because he's gay.
Anyway, he called me today, and Melissa on the phone with him. She walked into his house, and he blurted out to her, "Oh, hey, babe." I immediately said, "Do you still call her babe?" And he said, "Yes." He never thought much into it, but he now recognizes how inappropriate it is, and he says he'll stop immediately, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, "It made me very uncomfortable, and I don't know if I am overreacting." Is she overreacting for being pissed off that he called his soon-to-be ex-wife babe?
No.
I think so.
Look.
No. She's not overreacting at all. Like, okay. She should be a little upset. Like,
he called his ex-wife, babe.
Yeah, he called his
ex-wife. Even though they're separated,
he's dating someone else, she's dating someone else.
So,
he did realize it, right?
He did. That's what she said. He did.
Okay, then no problem.
I'm going to give you my honest thoughts.
It's just a habit.
These are going to be real Gambino-y thoughts, and be honest.
Okay, before he gets into this.
What?
I used to tell Julie that I loved her when we were talking about stuff.
That's different. You guys just broke up.
Well, no. That's what's going on.
Okay.
So, I used to accidentally, when I got off the phone, I'd say I'd love you all the time. So, now... Thoughts from a Gambino.
I mean, I don't know how they do it out here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's annoying me on purpose. I don't know how they do it up here.
Too high.
But where I'm from, if you already know you separating, then you usually separate somebody else's guts. Like, he already had, like, he was already out just... You know, have like.
Do you think he was double dipping?
I mean, if you're gonna go out, you gotta go out like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know?
I don't know.
Ask the Gambino questions.
I don't think they were double dipping because.
No, he was.
They don't have romantic or sexual chemistry.
Whoa.
I said.
If I may.
I'm asking the Gambino.
If I may, hey, Tia. Back to the family, you know, like the other family, you know, the family. So.
Was he double dipping?
Think about it. Anybody in the Gambino crime family in that crime tree, right? I'm telling you right now, like if you know you're already heading out and you're already seeing other girls, you're looking at a lady that you may never get to smash again. Like that you will like there's a high probability that before like the last day is final, you're making peace. I'm just saying, as a guy, you're making peace with yourself internally.
I never did.
Gambino, can I chime in for a second? Honorable thing we can do is try to not pipe after it's officially over. So if we know there's like a timeline in history coming, like
so Gambino, right? Now
can
plan.
I chime in?
Yeah, chime in.
Okay, Gambino, let may
thank
I?
You. Hey,
thank you.
Justice.
So first off, did you see your ex-husband? Of course you did.
Oh my gosh.
Boom. Second off, yeah, when I was leaving Julie and we knew it was the timeline, I was piping.
I don't want to hear
like,
this.
No, whoa. He's right. The Gambino's right.
I just speak a little truth, you know. I'm just saying, like, if we already know,
we're never going to get there, though, because no, we're... Yeah. Oh, also, what if we called this the Fairly Odd Family?
Oh, also...
Ooh. Oh. No. But what if we called this the Fairly Odd Family?
Are we gonna get sued for infringement?
Like, for what?
Fairly Odd Parents?
No, that's the play.
We're fairly odd couple.
Okay.
We're already fought fairly odd. So why don't we just change this podcast to Fairly Odd Family?
They didn't patent Fairly Odd.
That's true. I threw something else out there. Fuck you guys.
I like the initials, like FOF, like F-O-F. FOF.
Fuck off.
FOF.
Fuck off.
What is Fairly Odd Couple? Is it FOC?
I don't know.
Yeah. F-O-C.
Falk.
Falk.
Mm-hmm.
But Fairly Odd Family. FOF.
We are so elevated.
Like, we're talking, like that sounds like we're from upstate New York trying to pronounce Brett Favre's last name.
FOF. But FOF. I don't know. Like, I know the dude was piping.
Yeah.
Double piping. He was double piping.
It's like instinctual.
That's why he was still calling her babe. But I will say this. It is a habit that you have to get over. And yeah. he was living with her.
And do
so
we know
he does
if they were
have...
okay with seeing other people?
Well, they are. Because she said she talked to the ex-wife. The ex-wife was okay.
Yeah.
You know, and the ex-wife was dating someone else, too.
I mean,
maybe he was looking at friends, because I call my friends babe.
No. It's just a habit thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, like, he was probably double piping, but he has plausible deniability.
I've never accidentally...
Well, like, that's what I'm saying. He was probably double piping.
So, if you were to talk to Julie right now, would you call her babe?
I might actually tell her I love you. Accidentally. Yeah.
Is it
would be just a habit. 7 years? No. Like, I've heard you say some things to Patrick that I'm just like, why are you saying that shit to him?
Oh, like reminiscent things?
No, just...
Well, we were together for 15 years.
Oh, okay. So it's
muscle memory?
Yeah, I've said things...
That's what I'm saying.
I've said things to him, like...
Like, you're like, ah, like...
But I know that dude was double piping.
Well, I've said things to him, that would have been dumb not to.
Like,
duh.
Like,
why wouldn't you?
Especially if everybody's on board. Like, why?
No. Not everybody's on board.
Oh,
the dude that said,
Sorry,
the girl that did the thing. Yeah.
Okay, let's so this one is a little. It's just a one-off, like a little
thing. Okay.
This lady said, can we discuss men who are silent comers? I'm not a fan. I like a lot of verbal. So, for men, do you guys like a girl when a girl is loud? Or do you, like, how do you feel if she's silent?
Okay. Or is that a thing? Do you want to go first or shall I?
I mean, again, Gambino got patience.
Okay, I'll go first, Gambino. Thank you for the respect.
Of course.
So what are your
thoughts? I hate women that are too loud. It feels as if it's overdone. Like, I feel like it's faked.
Mm.
Okay.
There's an appropriate amount of loudness when a woman is coming.
This is so weird talking about this with my husband.
Well, you're good at it. Yeah, you're appropriate.
Okay.
Like,
sorry, Dre.
No. Like, Dre doesn't hear me fuck you.
Baby, oh my God. Are you just saying that to spare my embarrassment?
Well, no, Dre doesn't hear me fucking you, but I get my noise. That's the appropriate amount.
True.
If Dre could hear you, yeah. Like, my dick's not that big. Like, it's good. It's a solid.
Okay. Don't tell the girls everything.
It's a solid brick.
But in Tierra's defense, she is a real one because she's hooked me up with her daycare teacher.
Oh, my God.
No, we can't say that. She's going to listen to this.
No, she's not.
I mean. Okay.
But, anyways, back to Gambino. Please. Gambino.
We're going
to
hear some knocking boots soon, huh?
But... But there's an appropriate amount of noise to be made when you're doing your job good.
Okay.
But when it is overdone,
how can you say what's appropriate, though, or what is...
I'm telling you what turns me on.
Okay, but what if she's really loud?
I don't like that. I feel like it's overdone.
But what if it's real?
Oh... it makes me feel weird.
So what about you, Dre?
Model... Hey,
wait. What was the... There was more to that.
No, that was it.
But do you... Okay.
I mean, look, hey, my model, at least how we back on the shores of Florence, you know, Italy, you know, you know, I'll throw. Hey, as long as she having fun, I'm having fun. You know, what I mean. That's you know. But
you just get the job done.
He just like.
But I'll be honest though.
Do you like noise? No noise. Medium noise. You know it's real.
I'm not too concerned about the noise or not. I'm trying to figure out if she's the kind of lady that you can raw dog, like if it's cool. I'm doing like raw dog.
He just wants to get it in.
I'm doing raw dog math. Like, I'm not just going to raw dog anybody.
He's just trying to
get
it in.
But I'm like, you know what I mean?
He doesn't care about her.
What if she's silent?
Do you like, when you're having sex.
If she's not making noise, like.
Do you like it silent, medium? I like it medium.
Okay, but what if. See, but this comes back to the math, because, well, she's quiet when you strap up, but when you ride on, you like, up, you flip the switch.
You're that's a whole different sensation.
You know, right? Yeah.
No, we're not asking about the woman. We're asking about
what
you.
What you like. Okay, what you like.
Okay, so personally...
Do you like
how, I like building up that trust where you're cool with ride on.
Why does he walk around?
And then... And then
why does he walk around shit?
In that element, I would like her to be loud, like especially if I'm raw dogging.
Like loud, like
he likes to raw dog, guys. If he didn't understand,
yeah, raw dog. But loud raw dog.
Yeah, but if
we should title it Dre likes to raw dog. No.
But if I'm strapping up, like I understand why she's quiet. You know, like I get it.
Because there's nothing there. It's just like a tube.
Like, I get
a plastic tube going into a...
Like, she doesn't have to say it. Like, I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, I know.
Okay.
Like, I know.
Okay, we're going to all be quiet right now, and I have a question. You think you fuck better if you don't have a condom on?
I know it's more fun.
For who?
Everybody.
Okay. Now, the second question, Tira.
Yeah.
What do you like from your man? Do you like what I do? Like,
I think
I'm a medium.
Well, the only... Okay, Dad, don't listen to this.
Andre, sorry. I'm not really loud.
No, you're not.
I do not loud.
The only thing that gets me is like...
I pump, though.
Yeah, when
I'm
you're
a
about
pumper.
To come, you don't like... There's no noise.
No,
you
I don't.
I'm like, go for it.
Like, I'm like a gas tank. I know what's going on.
Sometimes there'll be a little bit of a moan or whatever. But other than that, like that. There's when he comes, it's like nothing. And I'm like, okay.
But
I've
you feel
porn.
It. You feel it.
I do. But I've watched porn, so. And I'm like, and I've been with other men. I'm like, they always like, is it real or is it fake? When they're like,
I think it's fake. Do you make noise?
I have a catchphrase.
What do you say? Yeah. Booms goes the dynamite.
I just say kapowie.
Kaboom.
Kapowie.
Kapowie. Hey,
kapowie. No. Okay, so if Dre ever has a house guest over here, kapowie.
You're like, hey.
We know to stay in the room, you know.
It's true.
If I keep hearing kapowie. But no, like, I don't know, like, I honestly think the grunts and shit's fake. Do you think
I
it's
know,
fake?
I know.
The grunts?
Yeah, like, when you're...
What kind of grunts are we
like
talking
about? Like, from a woman
like
or a man?
Like, porn grunts. Like men. From men.
Well, those are actors.
We're acting.
But men or women are actually thinking that's, like...
And I think women are a lot... We're disappointed.
You know what's weird is, like... And this is honest truth talk. I don't know why, but, like... Anytime I felt like it's been okay for me to get extra loud, it, like, helps her become extra loud.
Yes!
So, like...
I think it's fake!
No, but I mean, like, I think ladies enjoy their guys being loud.
Vocal, yeah.
Oh, no, I will talk. I like to talk.
Like, but I'm not about, like I feel like they like you just to go full caveman, you know? Like,
yeah, no. Because
when
Dad, like I said,
don't listen. When you grunt, sorry, Dre, that gets me going. Like,
I know it does. That's why I do it. It's fake.
Wow.
I do it to make you. Whoa! Wow! I make
wow.
you come. Like I think of you. While I'm while we're having sex.
So now I know. Okay, this is fake.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't have to do it.
Then don't do anything. Don't make a noise.
I could just continue to do it silently.
Bro, if you...
it still feels the same to me.
If you don't...
No, like, come on. No, Dre. No. I will do it still. And I knew what I was doing the whole time. And that's why I told you it was fake.
Wow.
Hey, but you know what's not fake?
The love?
A catchphrase. Hmm. Now, if you're not grunting, you got room for a catchphrase. Okay. Right.
Like kaboom.
Kabowie.
Well, I wanted my own.
Oh, yours is kaboom.
No.
Would you make the boom noise though, like the, like
yeah,
you know,
it is like a rocket like, ship, just like.
That's one thing I'm gonna start doing when I have sex. Now, just like start act like giving sound effects, like
No, she's not gonna enjoy it.
Just that blast off.
Dude,
like, she's gonna be like, and guess what? She's gonna be in my group that I'm in. Saying this man just went.
I'm like, I'm letting you know that moment occurred. Like,
right now, we're stopping this podcast when your sister gets here. This is too good.
Yo, my sister's a goon, bro. Don't think she wouldn't hop right up in here like check it out.
It's like Rwandan.
Did you guys have a topic to talk about?
It was about how people think that it's crazy that the like, and I asked.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, you know, the two closest people outside my family is black people.
I know. don't be surprised, folks. James kills black people, and guess
oh,
what?
No, Andy,
he's married. He's.
Care
I'm gonna
it,
say man. This on camera or whatever. He's married to a black woman, so that means that like his in-laws are all black. So he has black family. So don't be surprised.
I had black family before you guys, too.
Who?
You know my cousin.
Who?
I'm totally spacing her name because
Gianna?
Yeah.
She's black?
She's half black.
Her mom is black? Your Uncle Jeff was married to a black woman?
No. Not that. That's the maze.
Oh.
My mom kept... I don't know what was going on with my mom's side of the family, but we weren't so close with them. But you met my cousin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Her dad's black.
Really?
Yeah, she's Mexican and black.
Your aunt or your cousin?
My cousin that you met at my mom's.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's Mexican and black. I have black people in my family. She's Mexican? Like, you guys are, like... Welcome!
Was that the aunt that came to visit?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed her.
My great aunt.
She made some good food, remember?
Oh, my great aunt made some good food. But my cousin, I'm totally spacing her name and I feel bad. But she's black and Mexican.
I didn't know that. Wow. Okay, okay, okay.
Like, my family don't fuck around.
Okay, shoot.
Like...
Yeah, James.
No, everybody gets so surprised, and I think it's because I talk about race so freely.
Well, James is quote-unquote racially ambiguous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, ambiguous, you know.
But I take race so freely because that's how my family did it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm part of that type of shit. And it actually... I'm going to get emotional. It's really insulting.
It's okay.
It happens, bro.
It's okay. Just let people think whatever they want to think. Because guess what? A lot of the family on my side, on my dad's side, my cousins are all married to white women. It's just so insulting
to me.
Do you want to cut?
No. It's real. Yeah. It's really insulting to me.
Well, just keep on
when people just assume I'm an asshole.
Well,
because I'm okay with talking about like race.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, well,
you are an asshole though.
I am. I am. I'm like, that's why I married her. Mm-hmm. She knows how to get me on my phone.
Well, hey, if it makes you feel better. From what I saw last night, a lot of comedians have trouble speaking on topics of race.
Yeah.
And, like, it seems like the sweet spot is...
I will say this. I do not have that trouble.
No.
But people assume I'm racist.
I think it's because people are nervous. Like, they're like, they're just nervous.
No, I remember when I first started... That was the number one, like, nerve-wracking thing when I was, like, doing comedy, was I wanted to talk on these topics, but I knew people just saw me as the white boy.
There's a way to do it, because there's a lot of white comics
out
there.
And I figured it out.
There's a lot of white comics.
These other guys, holy shit.
There's a lot of white comics who do, like... You know, who make fun of other races, and it's tasteful.
I'll say what it was is Andrew Schultz said, the Schultzies, I don't mean to talk about him too much, but he said...
That's his man crush, if you guys
didn't know. Yeah. That's my comedy man crush.
Like James, it's okay, it happens. Like,
but Schultz said it the best. You... can't talk about it unless you know about it. And everybody will know if you don't know about it. So when I go and talk about my shit, I need to have confidence. Like, yeah, I know this.
Yeah.
Like, everybody will know. Like, you have to have the in. It, to put it in a way. Like, right. Like you have to have, like, that extra little sauce
I think
as like somebody that's not black or not, you know.
I feel like people also think, and I would say mainly white people, and if you say like black people, when you say like my black wife, they think that you're like, what's the word, like not race baiting.
Oh no, like, no virtue signaling.
Yeah, they think.
And you're I doing, call them out. I need to start doing that again. Yeah,
they think you're doing that, but sometimes with your jokes, you like telling people my race
goes into my jokes.
It's not like you're walking around saying, oh, my black wife, or that's my black... You don't do that.
Oh, no, never. And I'm never, like... No. And I never do that with Dre, either. Mm-mm. It's just, like, there's Dre... Like
a, there's a word for that. I'm trying
to think of virtue it. Signal. That's it. Okay. Virtue signal. Like, Karen. Just like, I have black friends.
Whoa.
Like those people ruin me having like.
Wait, no, yeah, no, that's just people being self-righteous.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it, we're no, all saying the same thing.
I know what you're saying. Like, it's their problem. I mean, bro. Like, then I mean, like, it's they're just projecting themselves onto you, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, well, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't. Yeah. You can't internalize.
I laugh at it.
Yeah, but yeah. So like, I mean. But it's shitty. Like, that's not me to say that it's not shitty, because people, you know, like, we're social creatures. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
By design. So it's like, you don't want to catch negative karma your way for reasons you had nothing to do with. So, I mean.
I honestly feel like it's no different than someone saying, oh, I'm gay, or I'm trans, or I'm this. Like, it's no different than someone stating those
facts. I am talking about my life.
I don't need to know. Like, that's not something. You telling me that is not going to make you less, more funny or less funny. It's like, you know, I don't know.
Well, let me put it this way. I always make my jokes, not because you're black, but also because you're black.
Yeah. But we also have a pretty interesting life. I'm black and I have 3 white kids, and like it's different.
Like, very true. And I also this is what I need to start doing, is doing that call out where, and I'm not virtue signaling. Yeah. This is gonna have a point later.
Yeah.
Oh, got you.
So people are like, oh, okay.
Like, they're just like, oh, like, exhale.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have to untighten buttholes up there sometimes, man.
Mm.
Like, even with the Mexican shit, like, everything. It is just, let's untighten this.
Yeah, you know, well, yeah, no, this is true, this is true. But, bro, if it makes you feel better, just because, like... Just because you're black doesn't mean you're funny. Like, man, like, yeah, you know, like,
exactly.
Like, I saw
okay,
some.
Okay, have you?
I'm not gonna
ever,
name names.
Finish, hey, finish.
Oh, I'm not gonna name names, but there is some people we've seen last night where I was like,
like, you could tell. Sorry, like, you could tell they're getting a laugh because.
Well, no, like, no. Let's stop this. Let's stop this. Do you think that...
Because we knew we were getting too far, huh?
Like, ooh.
I'm Joe Rogan. Leave me alone.
Okay, so let's stop this. Go.
Okay. What I would say isn't black or anything, but, man, there is some... In all of comedy right now, there is actually just, like, that feeling with certain... different groups, regardless, like, I don't want to go through them, but it is, like, I think a lot of fucking people are feeling what Dre was saying,
mm-hmm.
where they're not funny, but they have that confidence of, like, being, like, in a special group.
I wouldn't say it's a particular group. Not a special group.
No, special. Each of them are.
They're special on their own, right?
I mean, I guess we all
like, are. Dre said black, you can say gay.
Woman.
Like, women.
We got a little bit more leash to be, like, politically so, incorrect, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, one of my gripes in, like, comedy right now, right? And we're going to start booking our own shows, doing our own thing. And I'm
true.
Like, we doing that, right?
Yeah, we're doing that.
So, but one of my gripes is booking on how you were born. That's booking, basically what I was saying.
Booking on, oh, yeah.
I'm never going to do that in our shows.
Oh, got you.
I'm not
You're
feeling...
just going to book people who you know is going to get laughs.
Yeah.
No quota. It's like, I will never have a quota on whatever. I don't want to go through the list to get fucking canceled.
Right. But oh, there's going to be a Friday open mic starting
cool.
up soon.
Cool. Anyways. But there's this thing where people think they should be booking on a quota. Mm-hmm. I will never do that. Mm. That's what I'm saying.
Got you.
So are you against things like, oh, we're doing an all-woman show to showcase, you know, the funniest women con?
If that's what that is, that's what that is, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you want to book.
Yeah, because you're doing a specific show for a specific demographic.
That's like booking a male stripper show with females.
Right.
Yeah. Like, if that's what you're doing, mm-hmm. that's true. What you're doing.
True.
So that's different.
But if you're booking just a comedy show or a movie, anything, just get the best people. Mm-hmm. And that's what I promise to always do for us. Like,
so it who is, are you guys booking?
No. Did you hear that? That was a quick.
Nope.
Who are we? Not even going to talk about my favorites. I think my favorites know my favorites.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
And I think there's going to be some people that are going to be really sad when they figure out that we start booking shows.
I'm excited. It's gonna be a good summer.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Well, you know, I used to
summertime in the 509.
I'm just saying, like, I know Bill Burr's neighbor's cousin, so like, you know what I mean? Like,
wow.
Like, why do you really gotta say
no,
that?
I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait,
why do you have to say that?
I just
that
made
shit?
That up.
Okay, good. Because I was like, hey, that's like.
I was like, you know, but.
Self brag.
I was like,
dude, Bill Burr's wife sounds awesome.
Dude, Bill Burr and his wife sound dope as fuck.
I know.
And in the back of his podcast when he's recording
at each other right now.
Well, he's taking anger management.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, and Bill Burr's a girl dad.
Oh yeah, so that softens up a man very, very easily.
Yeah.
Girls ooh, do ooh, something to dads.
Ooh, ooh, and ooh.
Well, you've seen me
ask
with
James.
You've seen ooh. Me with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, dude, is am I
she
not,
can do no wrong.
Were we just not no, she can do wrong real quick. I've seen it.
But you get really disappointed when she does wrong because you're like,
I don't get mad at her. I get disappointed in her. Like, she's so smart.
But that's just a reminder that she's still a little kid.
But I don't get mad at Felicity. That's true. I get mad at the boys. I will get
and you know, so
mad
funny,
at the
when
boys.
When Felicity does stuff, I get mad at her, but I don't get mad at the boys.
Dude,
I'm
this is why it's so important you have a... Like, you gotta have both in the house, bro.
I've been watching...
We did it for centuries.
I've been watching Yellowstone.
Hold on, one second. We've done this shit for centuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
True.
And we gotten to iPhones.
Right.
We got iPhones.
True.
Ones that don't even got buttons no more.
Right.
Okay. Buy the classic model.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we trying to, like, make the wheel a square? Okay.
I mean, no.
I think traditional parenting is very important, and it has worked for centuries.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like when you look at grandmama's pasta sauce.
Wait, Gambino's back.
You know what I mean?
I'm just saying you never change Gammy's sauce.
Gammy.
You never change.
Now he's Joe Pesci.
Babe,
say the sauce.
Don't change it.
the source.
Yeah. I grew up on mafia movies.
But I've been watching Yellowstone.
Okay, Yellowstone.
And we figure out why Beth is the way that she is. And it's because of her mother. Her mother was a little harsh on her when she became a woman. Maybe too harsh. I'm not going to be like Beth's mom. Too harsh. Everything was Beth's fault.
Babe, right now.
You need to watch it. I can't go into details. So you need to watch
it. I don't. Oh.
What?
Hold on, let's stop it real quick. Okay, so Yellowstone and Beth.
I was just gonna say I don't need to say anything more because you need to catch up. I'm on episode 7 of season 1, and it's so
good. Okay, this is what
I literally came home real quick. I watched 10 minutes of it before I got ready for work. That's how good it is.
Okay, so right now, mm-hmm. you're in the portion where you have to let me be a part, just take control, and you need to step back a little bit with Felicity. You have to step back, let me be the dad. She got all the love, she's ready to,
but this is her learning period.
Not
at this age. When she gets older and a teenager, different story. But me right now, I am teaching her how to be a little lady.
I'll teach her how to be a little lady.
No, you can't teach her how to be a lady because you're not a lady. Felicity is going to be Felicity. And if a man doesn't like who she is, oh well, they don't like a strong, powerful woman.
Oh,
and that's who I'm raising my daughter to be.
I've told her multiple times, don't bring a man or a boy home that doesn't treat her like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my rule. Like, hey, whoever you're going to date, if they don't treat you like I do, don't bring them here.
And you want to know why? You want to know why I expect chocolates on Valentine's Day? Every Valentine's Day, I don't care what kind of chocolate it is. My dad used to get me chocolates every Valentine's Day. And he would give me a card and say, if a man doesn't give you chocolates on Valentine's Day, then he was not thinking about... Like, my dad always did that for me.
I'll say this. I do... I love Tiara because she's a lot like my mom.
Aww.
That's just ingrained in us. Like, growing up and shit. That's how it happens. That traditional
life. I mean...
That's just how it happens.
Okay, so, like, if I understand...
Gambino's back.
No, it's okay. If I understand you, right?
Uh-huh.
Pesci Gambino.
You gotta tell them, right? You gotta tell these youngins, these little nieces of mine, right? Little nieces.
Nieces or yeah, niece?
He has other
family.
It's like you gotta tell him. Hey, you're not a goofa.
I forgot the Fairly Odd Family's big.
You're not a goompa, right? You're nobody's goompa.
Goompa.
Right? Yeah. You part of the fam.
Gotcha. Family. What's a goompa?
Oh, you don't.
Is that a long description?
Look who grew up in Jersey. Hey.
He meant Goomba.
Hey. Yeah.
He meant Goomba.
Oh.
Yeah. But Goomba. Yeah. You know?
Stupid.
It's okay. You don't speak Dre just yet.
Hey. The brothers, the olive oil, right? They know. They know what's going on. Oh. You know what I mean?
Okay. Gambino, are you done, kind sir? I have one last question.
We gotta hurry up.
Yeah.
Why?
It's getting long. I don't know.
Who gives a fuck?
Okay, question. I'm hungry. Question.
Oh,
that's fair.
That is fair. Yeah. Last question. I need just a number.
Okay.
Just a number.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, right? Mm. Who wants to go first? By the way,
Dre, though.
What?
Well, okay, ask the question.
Dre goes first?
I'll go first, sure.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much does it piss you off when white people talk for you?
Give an example.
Like, no, I got a number. I got a number.
My joke about, no, Jerry, real quick. If she needs an example, let's give everybody an example.
Okay.
The joke that I tell about, like, meeting black people.
But you have like so many when, of those.
Like, got it. Yeah. But, like, it's not because they're black. It's because I don't know how to shake their hands.
Or, like, when white people just try to speak for us, like, let me tell you how they're feeling. Real
quick.
Like that.
Real quick. So I tell that joke. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You asked for an example. You gotta let me
know. But that's a handshake. That's not...
It's a joke that I tell that you both know. A white dude told me how black people should feel about it.
Oh.
How much, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does that piss you off? Because every black person fucking dapped me up and told me I feel the same exact way.
So a 10 is like irate, like I don't like when white people talk to me.
Like you about to yell at somebody.
10.
So 10? If you hear that shit, you
no
and 10?
No one needs to speak for me.
For me, like, it depends.
Like a white person.
Actually, I take that. It depends.
So like for me, it's like, okay, say this dude is talking over, like he's talking for me, right? Like typical white dude talking over me about something. But at the same time, but at the same time, I know that same white dude is cool with me, like, piping his daughter or his sister or mom. I'm like, yo, like, he's not really not that racist, you know? Like, if there's zero animosity in that equation at all, I'm like, all right.
That's not what I meant.
So
I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, he just likes to talk.
So,
that's not what I meant. That's,
so
you
if,
know. Like,
so let's say I'm in a scenario.
They talked for you
in
front of you.
Yeah. So if it's a scenario where someone's being blatantly racist and is like, look, you don't need to speak to her like this. She is a black woman and American. Different. Like, defend me. Yes. Come to my defense. More white people need to come to the defense for black people when they see black people being disrespected.
Oh, I don't know. Is it like the mom from You People? Like that kind of speaking?
Yeah,
for,
that's
like,
a 10. That's, that a,
that's
a 10.
What I'm talking
that's
about.
That's a
10. That's, no. But I don't know if white people need to do that.
No, that's a... But sometimes I feel like...
I'm joking. I'm with you.
I do feel like white people need to speak up when they see black people being disrespected. Don't keep it to yourself. I would feel appreciated and happy.
Honestly,
like,
I know only black people, so.
So if you saw a white person yelling at a black person, and being racist, would you step in and say something?
Honestly, Tara, the person I am, it wouldn't even matter if you're black. If I just also like. Blatant disrespect going on.
Well, now I'm just trying to know if someone's being racist.
Dude, you saw me get in a fight in the street. Remember some dude, like, was dragging somebody?
Was it a fist fight?
Oh, yeah, that was weird. We saw some, like, yeah. Remember
yeah,
that.
Dude.
Did you get a fist fight?
No, I didn't throw any hands, but, like, this dude was dragging somebody down the street, and I wasn't having it.
sometimes you gotta mind your business.
No, it was at Red Room.
You gotta mind your business though sometimes, baby, because you
I
know
Dre said the same thing.
You
he
don't
was
know
like, oh, you were over there trying to get stabbed.
Exactly.
That's literally what he told me.
Yeah, I tell you all the time, mind your business.
Okay, no, it's just somebody blatantly like defending you without you needing to be defended.
That's different. Like a
that's
new people.
On like,
that's too much. It's
like on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does that piss you guys off?
It pisses me off. It pisses me off as much as someone saying...
Is that racism?
Someone was... Well, I had a scenario like that. This one girl that I used to work with said something like, oh, you know, like growing up when we were poor, and I'm like, bitch, I didn't grow up poor. I was driving an Audi.
But you were still treated like shit.
Well, it's
no, I wasn't. I've never encountered any racism since
It's not
that. But now that I've had kids,
she white black. Well, she white black.
Well, it's not that.
Oh yeah, they think they're mine. They think they're my kids.
But working where I used to work, I did encounter racism where people would like look at me like.
I'm glad you don't have that here.
Yeah.
We don't deal with that shit.
Okay, what were you saying,
Jason?
Dre, sorry, but...
I'll give it, like... Yeah, I'd probably give it like a solid 4. Like,
just enjoy it because it's reparations?
Well, let's see what he has to say.
No, I'll say
come on. Give me my joke. Give me my joke. Do you feel like it's reparations? James.
Well, I look at it like, okay, like, we already know it's not, like, racist per se, right?
Yeah.
I think it is a little bit, though.
Let him talk. You can't talk to us for a black. You're doing it. For a black person.
No, we're having a conversation.
So, no, but it's just, it's like presumptuous. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay. like you're being very presumptuous. Like, you know, which I don't think anybody really likes.
Yeah.
But if it's specifically like a white person doing it to me, I'm just like that's when I check your drip and I'm like, bro, like you out here like, well, you out here wearing some fucking chunk laws with no stripes. Again.
Chunk laws, you know, not the chunk laws.
You out here with some motherfucking chunk laws. Like,
do you know what chunk laws, baby?
Nope.
It's a sandal, a flip flop.
But it's like the old, like the thick, like third world, like you see them in like Mexican. Or like in
culture.
Africa, like you see them in Somalia.
Yeah.
You see chunk laws.
Did you get like
how
it's a
learned
culture?
Yeah, it's very third world.
Your mom will know what a chancla is. I'm sure your grandma said that to her.
Not now. This is why my grandma's in heaven disappointed at me.
She's like,
mommy,
who is not upholding this Mexican culture?
I'd be like, okay, I'm
guapo.
Guapo, not mijo.
No, I was guapo.
Did your mom call you mijo?
Nope. I was always guapo. Mm. Mm. Growing up. That was my nickname. Guapo. What does that mean? What does that mean?
He doesn't like feet, and he's
massaging
it.
Like, you got that guap. Like, you know
that guap.
He didn't know. What does guapo mean? Do you really know?
It means handsome in Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not.
He lived in Arizona for almost 2 years.
Dude,
we gotta wrap this up. We're already at another almost.
Whatever. We're doing that long form. There's other we can do shit with this. Dude.
Yo, my sister said, what I tell you about that Rwandan time though?
What did she say?
No, it's like seven. She's not even here. She's like, yo, it was like before 6 o'clock. I was like, or was it? Maybe it was at 6. No.
Anyways,
I was like.
Guapo was definitely like the nickname, and like I think that's the narcissism. My grandma and my mom just straight called me Guapo till I was like 5. Like how did that fucks a kid up?
No, that's not bad for a kid.
My aunt used to say that her sons were not handsome because she didn't want them. Like, she would, obviously,
oh,
she would tell her cute.
Oh, that's
but she'd be like, you're,
up.
Like, she was, just so that, but they're very, my cousins are very handsome and they know it.
That, no, you know what? That's fucked up. What my grandma and mom did was really awesome. Never mind.
My boys and my daughter will both know. All know. They are beautiful and handsome.
Okay. Guapo. Hey, you guys have a great time. We're going to change the podcast up. It's the Fairly Odd Family now. And this is what we're doing every Monday.
F-O-F.
We'll catch you at FOF. It's not OnlyFans, but opposite.